until we meet again. Diamond of my mantle. Written and read by Fresney. Fandom, Solar System, and Astronomy Anthropomorphic. Pairing, Uranus and Neptune. And involves a complete misuse of science. Uranus was not a boringly pedantic nitpicker, no matter what Earth said. Nor was Uranus a pompous, didactic, dry prig. Jupiter could just shut here's magnetosphere. Z was an ice giant, and not even remotely dry, contrary to popular opinion. Here's mantle was an ocean of liquid diamond. Jupiter's mantle was not made of liquid diamond. Jupiter's mantle was hydrogen. That was not even a noble gas. Some king of planets. Jupiter's electrons were so unstable they actually moved from molecule to molecule without regard for propriety or just plain decency. Conducting electricity with hydrogen. How common. And not like conduction with ammonia at all. Well, Earth, hussy planet, teeming with life and spewing lava, as if that was important. Spewing like a pockmarked teenager, it was disgusting. Earth was disgusting. Uranus was simply a mature planet with precise tastes. When it was summer on here's southern hemisphere, then Z pointed that hemisphere at the sun as was proper. When it was winter on here's southern hemisphere, Z rolled that side away from the sun, properly, with propriety and solemn distinction. Actually, to hear shame, Z'd been violently attacked when young by a gang of obstreperous asteroids that had forced Z from here's axis, battered here's moons. The entire experience had been horrific, and Uranus was lucky to come out in one piece. So no, Uranus was not a featureless sphere. Uranus's name was not funny or a joke about carbon-based life forms' elementary systems. Z had depths that none of them would ever understand. Z did not care what the other planets thought. Z did not care. Except for one. Oh, that one. How Z missed here.
Neptune was not. Z was not. Z was. Z couldn't even repeat what they said. Neptune slowly swung through the solar system. Z'd heard once that there was a massive black hole in the center of the Milky Way, and thought of falling into that embrace suited here's mood. Sometimes Neptune got depressed, just wanted to fly apart. The other planets didn't understand. They didn't have here's weather. Jupiter with here's red spot storm, that might as well be a mountain. It was so stable. Neptune got black spot storms that remained for months at a time. Winds faster than any other planet in the solar system, tearing here this way and that. Z hadn't meant to destabilize the Kuiper belt. Z hadn't meant to drag Titan to here's slow doom. At the time, they'd seemed a good match. An ice giant matched with the coldest rock in the solar system. That had been in the cold, dark times, when Z was far from the ones he loved. Triton had been a disaster. Now they were stuck in some sort of slow implosion. Well, Triton was the one being dragged closer and closer, until eventually Z would be ripped apart by Neptune's gravity, which was not Neptune's fault, no matter what Neri had thought. And wasn't that just another romantic mistake, always erratically moving closer and farther away? Neptune hadn't meant to stray, but here's year was a long one, and it was cold in space. No one understood Neptune. How could they? They'd never swung in here's orbit. Sometimes closer to the sun than Pluto, but sometimes farther.
Pluto, ha!
Pluto understood least of all. What with here's lovey-dovey long-term relationship with here's largest moon, Charon? Actually, Pluto kind of creeped Neptune out. Dwarf planets. They were so small, and yet they were planets. Then there was the Clown Nebula. Oh, they looked like crabs and horses, but they were really clowns in disguise, waiting to make gaseous remains of an unlucky world. Neptune knew it in those dark moments, when deep in here's troposphere, dark storms lingered, and the sun was far away, when the one Z longed for was on the other side of the sun.
It shouldn't have worked. It wasn't proper. Uranus knew that a planet should form a relationship with moons, not other planets. And Z had moons. Dull, proper conversations that provided no enlightenment. They sparked no enrichment in here's existence. But when Uranus aligned with Neptune, Neptune would form these bright spots in here's upper atmosphere. Z would say,
"Oh, hey, Neptune. You look wonderful. Oh, I've missed you so."
Uranus would spin quietly, trembling with their relative proximity across the vastness of space. Neptune's tilt, which on other planets was so repellent, added to here's allure. That tilted differential that heated the methane on Neptune's southern pole, pointing to the sun, releasing the ice into methane gas that reached out to Uranus, brushed here's atmosphere in a soft caress. Uranus's own sunward-facing pole glowed with the heat of that touch, brightening almost imperceptibly.
Neptune perceived it.
The core of the dark storms that raged across Neptune's surface would form pale centers and drift over here's equator and dissipate entirely. Uranus, the storms of here's love, quiet and understood. Uranus heard the storm of here's love, quiet and understood. The hot, dense fluid of Uranus's ice mantle, ho, was a mantle never more poorly named, pulsed with pressure. Electricity arced and jolted deep within Uranus's seemingly serene surface, almost imperceptible.
Neptune perceived it.
The release of reaching methane gas was stronger then, as they came yet closer in their alignment on their slow progress around the sun. Cloud patterns formed deep within Uranus's atmosphere, faint patterns which could only be understood by the only other ice giant in the solar system.
Neptune understood them. Long, bright cirrus clouds raced and fluttered as Neptune emitted 1.5, no 2, no 2.5, no 2.7 times the energy that Z received from the sun. All for Uranus.
They looked nothing alike.
But beneath such surface things, they were the same.
Their ammonia seas churned each for the other, conducting electricity in increasing waves.
Free ions formed on ionic layer.
Their magnetic fields, not tied to any rotational axis, shifted based on these sparks within them.
They caressed each other in waves of magnetism. All for you, cried out Neptune in a rage of wind.
Oh, Neptune, cried out Uranus in a subtle pattern of clouds. There could be no one not affected by this alignment, in which the spiritual and the physical conjoined into perfect harmony. Throughout the solar system, modes of consciousness were realigned into new forms.
Too brief, it seemed.
Far too brief a time. Uranus pulled away on Z's shorter orbit. It would be a long, cold time before Uranus would come near here's beloved again. But Uranus was an ice giant with a stable surface, the only faint dark rings that Uranus wore and would ever carry were for Neptune.
Until they met again, as they always would.
Until next time, my beloved,
whispered Uranus into the emptiness of the void. Until we meet again, diamond of my mantle,
whispered Neptune into the emptiness of space. No one could force them to speak, except in the effect that their love had on all around them. Comets sighed.
An asteroid swooned.
Magnetic waves of love were sent through the cold dark.
Until they met again.